Now, I'm glad to tell you that stair-stepping is not physically tiring like climbing a hill, but it can be a mental workout as you face your fears. It is hard, and you have to keep going and not give up.
Do you remember back on day 7 when we talked to you about the 4 stages of change?
Yeah. What are they again?
I think the first one's blind hope.
Yeah, the second one's crushed hope.
And the third one's encouraged hope.
Oh yeah, that's right. The last one was confident hope.
We said that anxious kids get stuck in stage 2, the stage where you realize how hard or scary something is and you want to give up. Remember? Stage 2 is called crushed hope because it feels like it'll never get better and all your hopes are crushed. But if you stay with it, then you'll get out of stage 2 and into stage 3, encouraged hope.
Let's imagine that when you're in stage 2, you've fallen into a big hole. The hole of crushed hope. You're safe in this hole. You're not going to die, but it's certainly not a hole you want to stay in for a long time. You want to get back out of the hole so that you can go run and play just like normal.
Now, on one side of the hole is a circular stairway. You know, the ones where they wrap around a center pole and are fun to climb because you're always turning in a circle?
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, me too.
If you follow that stairway all the way up, you'll get to the top and be out of the hole.
Now, unlike straight staircases that allow you to see the top stair when you're standing at the bottom, circular stairways block your view of the top stair. To climb this stairway, you have to step out in faith, to take a risk. You have to believe that even though you can't see the top step, if you take one step at a time and just keep climbing, you'll eventually get to the top. So, stair-stepping is creating a series of steps to gradually help you overcome your fear. Think of a 1 to 10 scale that measures fear. A score of 1 is hardly any fear at all, whereas a score of 10 is a monstrously huge fear. You start with the least fear, like a 5 or a 6 maybe, and move up to stronger fears. The bottom step would be the smallest bit of your fear that you can think of. Each step up would be a bit harder to face, all the way to the top.
You don't know what the top step, or facing your highest fear, will be like. That's where faith and hope come in. You have to let go of control and trust the process. Trust that stair-stepping will work. With each step, you grow stronger and gain more courage to face the next step.